USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The democratically led House Judiciary Committee is challenging the president's effort to block the release of an unredacted Mueller report using executive privilege. The committee approved a contempt citation against Attorney General William Barr for refusing to turn over the full Mueller report. Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar.
Let's see it all, so that we can then hold those accountable who should be held accountable.
But Republicans say Barr would be breaking the law by revealing grand jury information in the report. Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert.
You cannot legally, before a court, have someone in contempt for refusing to do what the law says they cannot do.
The measure now goes to the full House. The Justice Department calls the vote politically motivated and unnecessary.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The New York Times says it obtained a decade's worth of the president's federal tax returns beginning in the mid-80s. It showed then-businessman Trump reported $1 billion in losses over the period. The president called the report highly inaccurate and said the losses were non-monetary write-offs and depreciation that real estate developers were entitled to take during that period. Meantime, New York lawmakers are moving to release the president's state returns. Brad Hoylman, a Manhattan Democrat, co-authored the bill that cleared the state Senate.
New York, as the home of the president and the headquarters for some of his companies, has a unique role and responsibility in that regard to allow Congress to do its constitutionally mandated job.
The bill still has to clear the Assembly and Governor Cuomo. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that would allow more classroom teachers to carry guns in school. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Navy is deploying a hospital ship to help refugees from Venezuela. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The USNS Comfort's to be deployed to the Caribbean, Central America, and South America after what Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan calls a highly choreographed effort to get medical personnel on board. A statement by U.S. Southern Command says the Comfort staff will help relieve pressure on medical systems in countries hosting Venezuelans who have fled the chaotic nation. The Comfort is scheduled to deploy from Virginia's Naval Station Norfolk in June. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is working on controlling the cost of prescription drug prices. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is telling drug companies they need to put their prices on their products in television ads beginning in July.
President Trump today is requiring that drug companies that run those TV ads to disclose the list prices of their drugs in those ads. It's time for the pharma companies to start leveling with the American people about what their drugs cost.
Azar also talks about the kind of changes he expects to see from this change.
Well, we think list prices are going to go down. We think that this will cause drug companies to see an impact on their sales. If their prices are too high and people find that they're too high, they're going to have informed discussions now with their doctors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.